Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special tchus for Shmuel ben Yamin and Tishna Rachalea. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. It's based on a sefer given by Mori Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. During a Malav Malka, Parshas Pekudei, in the year Tavshin Samaches, it says in Tana de Be'elio, Perik Yud Gimelos Hey Mikan Amru La'Ola Mien Agadim Ba'Atzmo Shmanesrei Midos. And he goes through various midos that a person should follow, Eliyahu Navi. And one of them is Yira, that a person should be Arom B'Yira. So what's this midah of Arom B'Yira? You should be cunning with your Yira. Why does the midah of Yira have to be based on Orma, on cunning? Adarav, if a person is a Bala Yira, then he doesn't need Orma. He goes Pashit, he just has fear. We take a find in the Gemara in Brachas, Margala Befume Da Abaye. Abaye was accustomed to saying, or as the Yad Ramah has it, Abaye had a Margolios, had this gem in his mouth. He used to say this, these words that are gems. La'olam mi'adam arum v'yira. He says it there also in the Gemara in Brachas, not only in Tana de'Elio it says. Rashi there writes, La'harim b'chol minei orma li'yiras bari. You have to have all types of tricks in order to fear your Creator. Why do you need all types of tricks to fear your Creator? Yira seems the opposite of trickiness. So in order to understand what is being said here, we have to understand who Abaye is. It says in the Yerushalmi, in Shabbos Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Gidol Omer Kol Omer Shmua Mipi Omer Yehirah Baal Shmua Kilu Omid Kenegdo. If you say a Shmua in the name of the person who says it, you should see this person as if he's standing before you. So you always have to look at the person. How do you see, how do you look at the person? So many years have passed. The answer is you look at his Shorish Haruchni. You look at his life story. You look at his deeds, his midos. And then you can be looking at the person, and then you'll understand what he says in the context of his life and who he was. So if a person's teaching a sugya and he knows the Torah well, it's good for him to tell the Talmidim. You have Abaye, you have Rava, you have Ravina, you have Ravashi, you have Hillel, you have Shammai, all these people. It's good for the Rebbe to tell the Talmidim who the people were, when they lived, what they did, their lifetimes, their life stories. So Abaye, the Bala Memra of La'olam mi'adam arum b'yira, was a yasam from the day of his birth, like it says in Seder Adoros. He was born before before he was born, his father died. After he was born, his mother died. He was an ani his whole life. It says in Eruvin on Samach Hamad Aleph, he didn't even have pas. He didn't even have bread to make his own Eruv. And the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, it says, Amar Abaye, Hainu dam rinchi kafin anya v'lo yada, a person is poor. Person's a poor person so hungry and he doesn't even know it. So Abaye was very, very hungry, poor. He was a Baal Yisurim, like the Rush writes in Chulin, Kuflam and Gimel Amar Aleph, that Abaye was a Cholamei Ayim, and therefore he couldn't duchen. Stomach problems. So we see that he was poor, he had Yisurim, he was parentless, he was Mibnei Eli, that in their household, the descendants of Bnei Eli die young. He knew that his life was limited. Now, David HaMelech says, Ani Yoresi Mitoch Simchasi V'samachti Mitoch Yorasi Tanad Be'elio Rabbi Gimel Aleph. I was fearful with Simcha and I was joyous with Yira. So David HaMelech teaches us that Mitas HaYira doesn't go alone. It has to come along with the midah of Simcha. Because Yira that's not predicated on Simcha isn't true Yira. And therefore Abaye, who was a Yasam, he was an Ani, he was Meduka B'Yisurim. So this could have been Mafchis, his Simcha, this could have diminished his Simcha. So he had such great Chachma that he had all these cunning, all these tricks, all these methods to be Zocha to the midah of Simcha, even though he was so sick and poor. And he had such unfortunate circumstances in his life. And that's what Abaye means. La'olam mi'adam arum b'yira. You should always be cunning. You're always just trying to find a way to have yira, that the yira should go along with simcha, that despite the yira, despite all of the difficult circumstances that he had to face, Abai still said, must go along with simcha. And that's also what Eliyahu Hanavi means, have a arum b'yira. You have all of these difficult instances and circumstances in your life, and challenges, tests. So you have to be arum, to think of ways to merge this yira with simcha. The Rebbe tells Marbi Rabbi Shlita that he was zoche to learn much from the Heilige Beis Yisrael. He had special kirba to the Beis Yisrael, to the Ger Rebbe. And once when he was in Haifa on vacation, the Beis Yisrael, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, who was then a young man, stayed by his shver, who was living there in Haifa. And the Beis Yisrael used to call him in and speak to him. One time, he called in the Tolna Rebbe, again it was then a young man, and he asked him if he's in the middle of learning. And the Rebbe knew that if he says yes, then he's going to say, alright, go back, continue learning. And if he says, no, I'm not in the middle of learning, then the Beis Yisrael is going to say, so you start learning from now. Why aren't you learning? So therefore he knew the best answer was to remain silent. And the Beis Yisrael was a very wise man, and he understood he was remaining silent because he knew that he couldn't win. If he would say he was learning, he would send him to continue learning, and he wanted the audience with the Beis Yisrael. And if he said he's not learning, he'd say, okay, you're not learning, you have to learn. So the Beis Yisrael said, you're obviously embarrassed to say that you're not learning. And they went out to the street. It was very, very dark still. It was before Nates, the Beis Yisrael, fire tugs. He used to take his early morning walks. And he told the Heilige Tolna Rebbe, he said, you're a Mora Derech for Tzirei Atzon. You teach young people. So I'm going to give you a Hadrocha that I heard from the Heilige Rebbe, Rabbi Yecheskel, in the name of the Rabbi Yecheskel Mikozhmir, who was a very, very wise Rebbe. Very tall, both in Ruchnius and Gashmius. And he said, Rabbi Yecheskel Mikozhmir, that the Yetzahara is like a Polish Aganif. What is a Polish Aganif? Polish Aganif finds a kid, and he tells the kid to go with him to the local grocery store. And he tells the kid, when you get into the grocery store, I want you to steal a candy bar. If you steal the candy bar, I'll give you a gold coin. No. So he gives him the coin, maybe it was a gold coin, maybe it was a kopek, which is a little coin in Poland. He gives him the coin, and the kid says, great, I'll get the coin and I'll get the candy bar. What does it bother me for? So I'll steal, no big deal. So the kid goes, takes the bar, and he runs out of the store. So the owner of the store was sitting by the cash register, runs after him to get his candy bar back. In the meantime, the cash register is wide open, and this Polish Aganev empties out the cash register. That's how he works. And the Yetzer Hara is bidiyuk, exactly like the Polish Aganev. First he gets a person on a little Avera, the little candy bar he stole, the smaller Avera. And then a person feels so depressed about the Avera that he gets down. And then the Yetzer Hara gets the entire cash register, he empties him out. That's what the Yetzer Hara tries to do. So we have to be smart that when we do a little Avera, not to get too down. You feel badly about it, you do tshuva and you go weiter. That's how you deal with the Yetzer Hara. Lo lami adam arum biyira. Not to let the yira get too strong. You have to always temper it with simcha. have to say to the Yetzer Hara, they are shtik dir mid them, that he should choke with the Dvar Aveira that he got out of me. In other words, I did one Dvar Aveira and let him have it. It's his. When the Rebbe told this to his Shver, Rav Weissblum, he told him something that was a direct descendant of the Heilige Noam Elimelech. He told him a davar yarka me'od that he heard from his uncle, Rav Meshulam Ashkenazi, who was an Adam Nechbad me'od, a Chacham Achukam, a Rav Rabbanan, a very, very chashuv Rav, in Belz, that by the Sar Shalom of Belz, in 1 year, right before the Tkiyas, all of a sudden he screamed, "Der shtikdir mit dem," that he should choke with that. And the Olam didn't know what to do. What does he mean? And when they went to him on Motzei Yontif, the Heiler Rebbe explained that before the Tkiya, it appeared to him that a hair was detached from his holy beard by the shofar, right before the Tkiya. And all of a sudden he got down. He said, "How could it be? He's over on an Isser of Tolesh, now in Yontif, and right before the Tkiya? And he's the Shliach Tzibur, and he has to be Motzi everybody, and he's a Baal Aveira. V'ken Zayin, how can this be?" But then he strengthened himself in his Machshava, and he understood that the Yetzer Hara wanted him to do this Aveira in order to get him into Atzvus and Marash Chora, and then he's going to take everything from him. So he said to him, "Der shtik me dir mit dem," he should choke with that, and then that should be the beginning and end of it. So that's the midah of Arum B'Yira, that a person has to be very, very careful not to fall in Atzvus, not to fall in Marash Chora, Not to let the Yetzer Hara be like a Polish Aganev and make him lose out on his Simcha. So we should all be Zochem to Shem, Tamid to be B'Simcha. Always our Yira should be tempered with Simcha. Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. So Marbi Rabbi Shlita continued in that very same Alava Malka on Tovshin Samaches. And he said from his Rosh Yeshiva, Hagoyin Rabbi Baruch Shimon Schneerson, a Meirid Gevort, who said in the name of his Shver, the Heilige Chabino Rav, Dov Beresh Weidenfeld, that one of the piyutim we say in Parashat Shkalim is Or Panecha Aleinu, Adon Nisa, V'Shekel Asa B'Vayis Nachon V'Nisa. The light of your face upon us, our Master, you should raise, and I will raise a shekel in the house that is high and strong. I will give the shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So Frek the Olam in this piyut, in this poem, what are we saying? You're not allowed to bring a shekel. You're only allowed to bring a machtzis a shekel. What does it mean, v'shekel esa? Torah says, Hashir lo yarbe v'da lo yamit machtzis a shekel. It has to be exactly a shekel. So what does it mean, v'shekel esa? He also asked, it says, Or panecha aleinu adonisa, you should give us the light of your face. You should be no say panim to us. But it says in Parashas Ekev that Hashem isn't no say panim to us. Ki Hashem elokechem lo yisa panim v'lo yikach shochad. So why are we asking adonisa? And in fact, the Gemara in Bracha says something very similar, that the Malach Yashar said to Hashem, how are you no say panim? How do you favor the Jews? Torah says you don't, as we read, lo yisa panim. And yet, it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem will favor us. And Hashem says, you know I favor them? Because they go lefnim Meshuras Hadin. Because you only have to bench if you're satiated. And they're so medactic to bench, even on a kezias, even on a kebetza, even if they ate a small amount, they bench. So that's all Gevaldik about benching. So there Hashem is no seponim, there Hashem favors us. But how do we find by Machzis HaShekel the sinyan that we're medaktik, that we deserve, or Panecha Aleinu Adon Nisa, that Hashem should show his shiny face to us, he should favor us? Where do we have the diktuk b'mitzvah there that makes us deserving? So the Heilige Tshibiner answered with his gaonus one question with the other. It says in the Mishnah Shkalim that if a person gives a whole shekel instead of a machzis a shekel in the gizbar, had to give him back a machzis a shekel, the person who was giving this shekel had to add a little bit to the machzis a shekel. And the Rambam paskins, Azoy Gimel Aleph Chatzia Shkalim Akol Tzrichalim Kedei Shitin Kol Echad Becher Chatzis Shekel Shulchayiv. Fikach Kshe'adam Holech Etzel Shulchani Umitzariv Shekel B'Shnei Chatzayim Mitin Lo Tosefes Al Shekel V'Oso Tosefes Nikweis Kalbon. That it's really better to give a half a shekel. Everyone needs them. And when a person goes and he gives a shekel and he gets his half a shekel back, he has to add a tosefes, and that's called a kalbon. He has to add a little bit, he has to add a coin. So based on this, says the Tshibina Rav, that Bnei Yisrael wanted to add on to the nedav of Hashem more and more than the machzis hashekel. They heard Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Asher lo yarve," you're not allowed to give more. So they found a way to give more. They're going to give a shekel, and then they're going to be chayav to bring this kalbon, this extra coin. So they're adding on the truma beheter gamur. So now we have a teretz to both kashas. The first kasha we answered pashut, because whenever a shekel, I said they're taka giving a shekel, not a machzis hashekel. This way they're going to get changed and they're going to have to give the kalbon, they're going to be able to give more. And that also answers the second question, how are they medakdik b'mitzvahs? Because they wanted to give more, they're only chayav to give a half a shekel, and they end up giving a half a shekel and a kalbon. So therefore they deserve a favoritism from Hashem. Or panecha aleinu adon nisa. Hashem will show us this favoritism, will be no seponim to us. So la darkenu la madnu, that a Yiddish heart, a Jewish heart, is burning with the cheshek to give, to serve Hashem, to give more and more. So we should be zelcha always to be able to give more and more. And to the kiyum of the piyut, or panecha aleinu adon nisa, v'shekel esa b'vayis nachon v'nisa, amen ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.